Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here, late edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
This is a very special whiskey week. We haven't recorded like in 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, we doubled up you doubled up technically the other week.
Cody, every time you're around, I always double up.
That's true. I don't know what that means. Okay, I have. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah. I'm like R. Kelly, baby. I always double up.
Never mind.
Yeah. Never Didn't mind. He have an album called Double Up?
If he doesn't, he will.
I don't know if he's going to have that in jail.
As if his ass doesn't get out of jail alive, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. They fucking him left and right in jail. They like, who the real Piper now?
Yeah, he probably suspect number one. And you know, they all heard, okay. That's some little girls, huh?
Meanwhile, Bill Cosby in the background going, you see, I told you niggers that you
they shouldn't be of age.
You were going to be the one today to get fucked. Oh, I can really do that with my eyes fucked up now.
Oh, you know, really fucked up.
Yeah, because shit, I heard Bill Cosby fucked him.
Yeah, he was probably putting out the hit on him.
I hear you were trying to steal my pudding pops.
Remember, he's basically the kingpin now. Remember that story you brought up? Yeah.
Bill Cosby is the kingpin. Oh yeah, because he combined himself with Oz and called it Cos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's like running the shit in jail.
Yep.
He's telling people to knit him sweaters and shit like that.
run that pudding.
Yeah. Better fucking crochet me a sweater and it better be goddamn 175 stitches in that motherfucker. I swear to God, I'll kill him. I'll count him. I got time.
He drops the N-word just occasionally. Yeah. He just casually now. He's just like, you know.
He's holding. Fuck it.
He's, you know, instead of a toothpick, he's got like a pudding pop stick in his mouth always, whatever.
You probably tell the inmates to call him William.
You fucking better refer to me as Sir William, okay?
He shanks people with those pudding pop sticks. Sharpens them or whatever. Do they even still make pudding pops?
I make it for his ass, probably.
when they were seizing his shit when he went to jail, he was just like, wait a minute, I have one request. I want to be put in with my pudding pops, okay? Mm-hmm. I have a lifetime supply, and I don't want them to get old.
It's going to be his final meal. No, pudding pops. Jell-O.
He's like, wait a minute. Hold on. I see green Jell-O, yellow Jell-O, red. Where the fuck is the purple Jell-O at? Where the fuck?
My purple stuff.
Are you ripping me off, motherfuckers? Sanchez, are you ripping me off, boy?
Sanchez.
Open your fucking pockets. They've been like two big dudes, you know, Willie and Jilly come out and shit.
Yeah.
And they hold him down, empty his goddamn pipe, copy him, and then he got like purple boxes of Jell-O in his pocket. And he's just like, you holding
that. He's like, running the joint, man.
Then like they throw him in the pit. So like, you know, it's like a pit, but like instead of spikes in the ground, it's got pudding pop sticks sticking up and shit. So like, you know, he's like Batman training with the League of Shadows and shit. He gotta walk on the sticks or whatever. He's like, oh, if you fall on one of those goddamn pudding pop sticks, I swear to God, R. Kelly's gonna piss on you tonight. Meanwhile, R. Kelly's getting fucked. He's like, I'll do it too. I'm right.
R. Kelly Cage.
R. Kelly looking like Tom from Boondocks right now. Shit. For when Usher fucked this woman. Yeah. Like singing his ass off in the shower. Kelly, sing us a song now, bitch.
Probably really is Tom and Jill. Probably all those nightmares about getting raped in jail. Soap drop.
Soap drop, nigga. You ain't.
Yo, watch behind your ears.
People, check out that episode of Bulls.
Where's that Terry Crews at? Where's that Terry Crews? Not the dumbass we got there.
That dude dropped that soap. He was like, look at me now. Oh, glistening and shit. I have to tell you.
Camera down.
I have to tell you, That invoked my fear of prison even more. I saw that. I was just like,
those two episodes, that was, and the one where he actually went to jail.
Yes.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want no part of this shit.
Oh, yeah, was that the same episode? I forgot.
I think it was the same episode. Yeah, it was okay. The same episode. But I know which one you're talking about, because there was a one where he had like a dream or some shit like that.
Oh.
That might have been
the same. Yeah, because he, maybe. Because I remember he had two dreams. Remember the other one was like, he was like in the locker room. And dude was like, hey, brown skin, where you going? Hey. Like, give me your ass.
What's your name? She's like, so what the fuck is your name, boy? Take your goddamn motherfucking clothes off your ass, please. If I rape your ass right where you stand, motherfucking shit. He's like, you see this kid? Now Tom about to get raped. He should have knocked my fucking head off. He's like, so I like to take the peanut butter and jelly. And then I
He's cut away. He said not casually.
And then what was that one fool? He was just like, now he's like, I won't. He's like, now I'm going to rape you, but I'm going to make sure you love it because I'm going to stroke your head ever so lovingly or whatever shit. And I was just like, what the fuck? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Prison.
Yeah. That's prison, bro.
Hey, and the only one that looked like they really enjoyed it was the Booty Warrior.
Yep. He was made for prison. He was born for it.
Yeah, I mean,
he was in his element, yeah.
They need to make a Batman movie with his ass and shit, you know, or make a Bane movie with that. Prison, I was born in this.
should be Arkham Asylum, which is his ass in it. All the other villains leave because he's the only one left in there.
You hear his voice echoing through the chambers and shit. They should put him through Scare Straight. I tell you this right now, that should have terrified the fuck out of me. But the thing is, he got standards and shit. He's not into little boys or little girls and shit.
Yeah.
He even made that shit clear in that episode.
He said, like, man's butt. Yeah,
he like, man's butt. He didn't come here for no little boys. He bring them TVs and them cameras. I don't make no difference with that. I know they call you Chris Hansen, but I call you Chris Handsome. I'm a warrior. I saw that document. No, when I first saw the Boondocks one, it was after midnight. I was in tears of laughter. I was laughing.
I didn't think it was real.
Yeah, that was
like, this story is possibly fucking real. And it turns out, no, that's 100% legit, pulled straight from real life.
Dialogue,
everything.
Everything.
Like, wow.
I mean, I think my neighbors, they probably was just like, what the fuck is he laughing at? Cause I was in tears of laughter. That was
one of the funniest episodes ever.
I think it was, personally. That was my favorite episode, because I never laughed so hard. Yeah, and then
it was hilarious.
I saw the real life version on a rainy night.
And that shit is horrifying.
And my face was in different reaction because it was 1 a.m. I was watching this and I was just like, and he literally ended that documentary or that video, whatever it was, by saying, I just want them to know my story. I'm a warrior. And I was just like, I was like, this dude's for real. He ain't lying about that shit. Like, he's like, you know, they got these. He did it so calm too. He was like, you know, they got these thugs, you know, they style where they sag with their pants or whatever and shit. Which makes me wonder how long he been in prison for if he just now realizing that's a style. Sagging with their pants like
That started like the 90s and it kind of ended like a couple years ago. Yeah. You're
talking like late 80s to early 90s all the way to 2000s, whatever people say. Yeah. And so it's like he was saying it as if like it was a new concept to him, like he never heard of it.
No, you've been in pen for a while.
Probably from raping a cop or something like that, you know? Because he straight up tell you, like, I'll frisk your ass in front of one of these police. And, you know, I saw this dude. I walked up. I said, yo, so we could do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours. And he chose the easy way. I was like, what the fuck, dude? He's like some man butt kingpin or shit like that in prison. You know, looking at that. And then when he got a description of what he really liked, like the light-skinned people, I said, oh, thank God I'm dark. Mm-hmm. Short Cody, though. I was like, oh.
Nah, you still light? Yeah. Like, you don't have the complexion for the protection, my friend.
Oh, my Lord. Cody, what are you talking about, man? I am dark as hell, my friend.
You just as fucked as I am when you get thrown in the pen.
Man, shoot. I would turn you over to him in a heartbeat, though.
All right, know that. Yeah, we know that story. He throw me out to the wolves.
If I saw him, dude, I'd be like,
I'd be chilling with myself outside of the wake up. Yo ass is dragging me out. I'd be like, what the fuck is going on? Just throw me out there.
I'd be like, now here's my peace offering. Here's my peace.
Yes.
I'm giving you this.
Parlay.
I'm giving you this. Now, you leave me alone, right? Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. We leave you alone. We leave you alone, whatever. Next, you know, I'm getting fucking stabbed and raped at the same time and shit, whatever. They fucking shank
yeah, my yeah, ass. Yeah. They'll grab your ass anyway. Yeah. Delay the inevitable.
I'll be that one that drops the soap and shit in the shower and shit. I'd be like, I just act like I never dropped it. I just keep,
just keep running.
Yeah, just keep rumbling and shit. And then, you know, that's when that big dude rolls over me and be like, you dropped your soap. I'd be like, couldn't have been mine. I got soap right here.
All dissolved now. Yeah.
Plus, I'm fully clean now. I think I'm done. Like, you ain't clean. I ain't seen you get under your balls yet or whatever. So, I did, sir. You didn't get between your ass crack or none of that or whatever. I do it right now, sir. I do it right now. All up in there. So he's like, look at me now.
There you go. Look at me. Get up in there.
That's when I try to reflect. Look at Cody. He's shiny. He's a shiny Negro. Look at him. He clean. He smells. I'd be just like making up shit like when we at lunchtime. Like, damn, Cody, you smell extra good today. Whatever. I'd be all lounge. Man, what you put on you? Are them new shoes? Can't go to prison with me.
No, hell no.
That's, you know, if I ever have to go to prison, that's when I'm gonna be like, I'm sorry, people that feel like they are in a different body, because I'm gonna use that to my advantage when that shit happens. Jermaine, you're going to prison. I'd be like, you know what? I just feel all of a sudden that I'm just a man trapped in a woman's body all of a sudden, you know? If you can just escort me to the ladies' prisons, then that'd just be for actually, them women might be rougher than the men, actually, sure.
Yeah, I saw Orange New Black those first couple seasons.
Oh, yeah, it was a vacation home.
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black. When you watch something like Oz and then you watch Orange is the New Black, you go like, prison ain't that bad, is it, for women? You watch Oz, you just like, Jesus, oh my God, dude, that's like Tales from the Crypt for prison stories and shit like that. Yeah. You know,
yeah, you're talking about hell on earth. Here it is right there.
You watch Orange is the New Black, you're like, oh, this is pretty nice. You get relationships.
Yeah, I guess compared to Oz, yeah.
You get relationships, you get to sleep with the people that work there. They have fun game nights, Cody. You know?
Yeah, they got church and shit.
Yeah, I was like, shit, church and Oz. That was sucking some dude's dick in the middle of the night.
Yeah, yeah. While he's holding the Bible.
Talking about read this verse. What did John 3:16 say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, enough about prison people. You know, we lost our straight audience now. They're like, ooh.
That's it too close to home for me, man.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know about prison. Right. But we gained a 50% inmate audience. It was like, you know what? I'm going to rape this Negro now, you know? But today is a very, since we haven't recorded in 2 weeks, a lot has gone on in the past 2 weeks.
Just
a lot of stuff has gone on, you know? This year alone has just been, I don't even know how to define this year anymore, you know? You could say it's bad or it's just terrible.
Nah, it's called a complete, total, utter fuckery.
We lost another black icon, if you will. And it's funny because he played a lot of iconic characters and shit, he died as a fucking icon, which I never thought I would say that for him. But man, he really did change the world in some aspect or another, because I never seen so many people come together for this brother after he passed away. Talking about Chadwick Boseman, Mr. Black Panther himself, Mr. 42, Mr. James Brown, Thurgood Marshall, Mr. Five Bloods. You know, he passed away, what was it, about a week or two ago? I can't even remember now the date.
I think it's a little over a week ago.
Yeah, it was on a Friday. I was on the treadmill, and I was working out, and I almost fell off that motherfucker, because I just kept getting, my phone was right there hooked up to the Bluetooth on top of the treadmill, and it was just like, notification, I was just like, it just hit me really hard. I don't know why, because I never really get hit by these celebrity deaths here. As hard as this one did. And this one had a major impact for some reason. And just to see all these people come together for his death, it was truly inspiring. And, you know, I'm not one of those guys that believes in a representation for films or whatever and stuff. But I do not deny anyone that
looks for that in films, especially when it came to Black Panther. And to see that many Black people feel honored and with their representation being shown in that film, you got to acknowledge it in some aspect or another and see just how remarkably beautiful it was to mm-hmm. see what that film did for, I would say, the whole country and culture of the world, to be honest, because people did look up to that character there. And Chadwick Boseman, met him twice briefly. One was at the Black Panther premiere, and then the other one was at a Sony. We had a charity event for kids, obviously, because they did a lot of charity for events for kids. And of course, I couldn't talk to him at the Sony one or whatever, which sucked because all the women were surrounding him, and I was just like, I'm prettier than her. Come on now, pick me. Very nice man, but I can't really say much because those conversations were very brief and abrupt there. But you could tell that he was very admired by his peers there because everybody wanted to talk to Chadwick or whatever. And he knew that he had this cancer, but didn't tell anybody. And cancer, for me, it hits very close to home. So whenever maybe that was another reason why it hit me really hard, because whenever I see a cancer-related death, especially if something as painful as colon cancer, God, that must be the most painful shit I've ever fucking heard of. And for him to continue to keep working and being an inspiration to kids around the world and stuff like that, my God, what a testament to a man that man really was. So I tribute this episode to Chadwick Boseman. And I had something else planned, but my drink of the day is the only title I had that had like this in it. So I want to call this episode a tribute to the king. And the only bottle I had with king in it was Cavalon's King Car. So I thought that'd be fitting.
Good enough.
To say with that. So, So I just mainly probably want to spend a lot of this episode just talking about Chadwick himself, because, man, what a fucking year to use Black Mamba and Black Panther in the same fucking year. And it's funny because 2 weeks ago, I just did a fucking tribute for Kobe, and it's like, God damn. How many more of these tributes? And then you start finding out about this dude's life. And Denzel Washington, I didn't know this story, how he paid for his schooling and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine all the work that Denzel has done. So I guess you got to prep yourself for the day when he dies, because I know that day is going to be really fucking miserable. Like, that day is going to be miserable as shit. He's like, Denzel Washington is like,
it's Denzel, man.
That's one of the greatest fucking finest actors of all time, whatever. The most charismatic dudes ever, you know? So like the day he dies, it's going to be like, but yeah, so I'm glad to say that Black Panther was made. I'm glad to see 42 was made. What a great film that grew on me the more I watched it and stuff. And I remember having a long discussion with what year? I'm trying to remember. I think it was recently. Yeah, me and Martin was talking about that from Double Toasted People when he was out here last time. Me and him had a long conversation about 42, and we were just talking. I was just like, man, I really love that fucking movie. The more I watch it, it just grows on you, the star power this guy just carried in that film and how he just brought James Brown. I mean, this dude really was a method actor, people. If you didn't think he was, or whatever, because I always hear people put this list of method actors together. This dude, for James Brown, he went to James Brown's daughter's house and he was trying on James Brown's old clothes and practicing dance moves in the mirrors for like 5 hours a day and shit like that. I mean, if that's not method acting, I don't know what is and whatever. He was getting into the role. I mean, he was already an athlete for 42, so I mean, he didn't really have to do much but other than play baseball, which he was already good at himself. But I mean, and this dude, it was just shocking to see he died of cancer, something you never knew he even had. I mean,
yeah,
that it caught me off guard, like
yeah, it caught everybody off guard.
He caught the whole world, yeah. I mean, and even today, man, and Marvel and Disney and ABC, I saw the tribute Marvel did, and I saw the one that ABC did, which I think was like an hour long. They showed Black Panther first, and then they showed a tribute. And they had, like, you know, Felicia Rashad, she interviewed on there, and they had Robert Downey Jr. Mark Ruffalo looked like he was, like, fucking heartbroken by it or whatever. Who else did they had? I'm blanking on who they had. Oh, Forrest Whitaker was talking as well. A bunch of people just talking, and see the mark that he left. And then I was remembering this interview he did for Sirius XM,
where he was talking about these two kids, because he always did charity work for St. Jude Hospital for all the kids that had cancer there. Ironically enough, you didn't even know he had cancer at the time when he was doing all this work, whatever, you know. And these kids had broke him down, you know, because they were just so excited to see a black superhero, Cody. You know, they're so excited. And he even said a total story, and I remember this way before he even died, because I listened to SiriusXM interviews a lot. And he was talking about, like, how this one kid was just on the brink of dying, but he was just, like, waiting until that movie came out, Cody. He was waiting because he wanted to see that movie before he died. And I was just like, fuck. And Chadwick was like, I got to go to work. I got to be in the gym. I got to be training. I got to get these stunts mm-hmm. right. You know, he was like, I got this kid right here. It's selfless, you know, to see someone be motivated by this one kid. I know he thought the whole world probably was looking forward to this film, just not just for a black community or whatever, just because it was a superhero and it was part of the MCU family and all that stuff. And it was before Infinity War. So, you know, it had high expectations, but for him to put all that pressure on himself for that one kid, that one dying kid right there, because he was just holding out to see that movie. I was like, oh, that story even just lingers now even more. Breaks my little black heart. What was your reaction like when you found out the news there, Cody? So I can take a break
here. Just genuine shock. Like you, I was just going on about my day. I was at home. Then I got the news. I did a double take. I was like, wait, what?
Same thing you did with Kobe.
It's just, it is, some people you just don't, it sounds weird. You don't expect to die, at least, you know, so soon.
And he died on Jackie Robinson Day, too.
Oh, yeah. Of all fucking days.
The most morbid shit ever, too. And not even that, he was 43, Cody, a year after. Yeah. It was like, shit, that's some eerie shit right there. I don't believe in supernatural shit, nothing like that, but it's just even eerier when you hear shit like that.
Yeah, and you brought this up as well. Usually these celebrity deaths, I don't like to, you know, harp on them too much. Mm. Because I always think about, you know, regular people dying every day, and they don't get nowhere near as much credit as celebrities. I get celebrities to touch people's lives, but they're just as important, you know, somebody.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? But, you know, I it's weird with, like, these certain, like, the Kobe one and then this one. This shit just hits me for some reason, harder than, you know, other celebrities.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. I don't know why, because this is nothing that fucked me up. Like, damn. Just yeah. The way it happened, too, that you mentioned in the interview he had about the kids. And we didn't know at the time, but he was going through the same exact thing. So that's why that shit fucked him up even more. It was like, wow. So, it just goes to show his work ethic that he did, what, seven movies, I believe?
Yeah.
From the time of his diagnosis to up to the time of his death.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing, too, because being my buddy, the day he died, he texted me. He was like, man, we both texted each other back. We both mentioned how we were happy he got to be a part of history with yeah. Black Panther and Endgame and Infinity War. It's like, man, if there's a way to go out with a certain, you know, resume, this is the resume you want to go out with.
Kevin Feige and Oprah, they both had really amazing comments to say. Kevin Feige said, you know, he played a lot of iconic characters and he died as an icon.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's more truer than ever. And then, no, it wasn't Oprah. Oprah did say something nice, but it was Whoopi Goldberg. She said, you know, imagine if you knew you only had a limited time to live and you didn't tell nobody, you would live it the best way you possibly could and do the most amazing mm-hmm. and nicest things you could ever do. And she said, kudos to that brother. She was almost celebrating what he did in life, which you should, yes. with anyone that dies.
Should be, yeah.
And it made me wonder, it's like, God, I never really thought about what do you leave behind when you die? And you can look at this man right now. Maybe that's the one of the reasons why it hit me the most, whatever, because you always hear about these celebrities die, but, you know, you don't ever really see them out there putting in the work as far as, you know, for the kids and charity and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But Chadwick was one of those dudes you saw out there doing that work and stuff. And to see him, like, with these kids, white, black, Hispanic, whatever it may be, whatever, and to see these kids doing little tributes of their own on Instagram and social media with their toys, I was like, fuck, dude, this dude really was an icon.
Yeah, and it never really hit. Like, you always knew, like, yeah, Black Panther and Chadwick Boseman was a big deal, but you really didn't know until, unfortunately, he passed away.
Yeah, and to see his accomplishments, too, because the dude had an amazing career that I think we all took for granted in some aspect or another. And he really was from the day one of his movie in 42, where he was lead, because he was on TV a lot around at that time. But 42 was like the first big role he got. And then you see him play James Brown. This dude was never the same actor playing any of these roles or whatever. You know, he was just
no.
different beast and incredibly outside of the world. So, and but Black Panther, I think, which is amazing because he talks to the daughters of James Brown and Jackie Robinson and stuff like that. And he finds that to be incredibly, you know, amazing. But then he plays Black Panther. And I know a lot of people are going to bring up Black Panther, but for him, that was the one that like just, you know, changed the whole globe to see this. I know we had Blade and all that before, but never on this big of a scale.
No, not on this scale. No.
That Black Panther had hit, especially you could even argue in some aspects that that movie alone was like the first film. First of all, it was an all black cast too. And then that film for me was like one of the first stylistic films I saw in the MCU where it was just like, oh, y'all took this and just ran with it. Like Thor had it as far as like the style and stuff like that, but it was just that one sector of Asgard. You go to Black Panther, that whole film was just a style in itself,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was just amazing an aspect of that film alone. Whatever. I'm going to go ahead and open up this Cavalon King.
As you should.
Yeah. So yeah, I was just speechless as the whole rest of the world could say. And damn near almost in tears in some aspect or another, too.
Damn, yes. Man, that was fucked up.
And,
Now, is that just regular old kick car? Is it like some special, none of your ass, a special limited store pick, Supreme Prime, fucking Diamond Edition?
it's the Panther Edition.
Oh, okay.
it's the Panther Edition, Cody. Yeah.
I see.
Celebrating the year of the Panther.
Glass made of vibranium and shit.
Yeah. Glass is made of vibranium. I got the glass at Great Press Liquor. Mm-hmm. And yes, because they made vibranium glasses there. Smells really nice, too. Is there. They were talking about what his last message was, his last two. Even the on TNT, Shaq and them. I forgot what their show was called with Charles and them.
Inside the NBA.
Inside the NBA. I don't know why I always blank on that. Whatever. Inside the NBA. The NBA was even holding tributes to him, dude. I was like, man, the NFL did it. I was like.
Yeah, there was even some soccer players, you know, doing the.
Dude, yeah. I was like, that was when I got to the point, even UFC or whatever. I was like, this dude really was as big as Kobe was. If not bigger and shit. I was like, this dude was. I had no idea how big this dude was.
I didn't know either. That's what I was saying. Yeah, I was like, damn.
When you see all the sport leagues, Cody, like host a little tribute for him, I was like, I've never seen
all that before.
I've never seen that before for another actor. Like for other athletes like Kobe and stuff like that, yeah, you see that, of course. You expect that and shit.
An actor? Yeah. So that's how you know Black Panther was transcended.
Yeah. So that's how you can say he really was an icon. He was a superstar. Yeah. You know, I mean, and they were talking about even politicians, Cody. Politicians, too. They were fucking Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and whatever. Because Kamala Harris, you know, they went to school, the same school and shit. And they were like damn near good friends. And his last tweet and Instagram message, Cody, was to Kamala Harris and telling people how to go vote and stuff like that. You know, I mean, he, this dude really did. And it's funny because Ryan Coogler said, Bob Iger, he told the story of how on the Black Panther premiere, he walked up to Chadwick and said, we are about to change the MCU with this film. And then he just said, Chadwick just like pulled him in closer and said, no, we're going to change the world with this film.
Sure enough,
this brother changed the world. What an incredible life for that brother to have. What a way to die if you have to die, Cody, you know?
Yeah.
What a way to go out. And I raised my glass to that brother, you know. About to break me in tears right now. I'm about to start crying like a little bitch now. Raise my glass now to that brother because, man, what a life, what a career.
What an impact.
What an impact this brother left on the world. And it's amazing when you hear him tell this story. He told – you ever watch those shows, that those interviews that Jamie Foxx does on YouTube with Baca?
No.
He hosts like a little 10-minute.
I didn't know.
Yeah, okay. Like a little 10-minute interview, which I think we should steal that from him, by the way, except for not. So Grey Goose Vodka hosts like an interview show for celebrities or whoever.
Oh, okay.
To interview. Yeah, I'll send you a copy. He did one with Chadwick Boseman like 2 years ago, like right after Black Panther made it to $1 and shit. And it's funny because I was like, they never drink on this show not once. I was like, you see all the vodka bottles around the room. So I was just like, I was like, had that been me,
the glass still just has the same amount.
Yeah, I was like, had that been me, that glass would have been like
another.
I'd be like, you want another, bro? You got it. What's cool about it is because, you know, we all know Jamie Foxx is talented, but you never really get to see it in movies. This is like Jamie Foxx in his element. Like he is.
Yeah, it's just straight up. It's raw. Just Jamie Foxx.
Jamie straight up. Me and Jamie Foxx. He's being your uncle in this movie too. He like, I'll send you the one with the Chadwick Boseman one.
Okay.
And he was talking about, you know, he was talking about like, you know, shit. What was I going to talk about now? He was talking about like basically like, you know, who the actors you looked up to and stuff like that and stuff. And then there was a scene where he said, he was like, you was one of them, Jamie. He was like, you was one of those that transcended whatever. And they put the camera on Jamie. He just gives that look for like a good, like a good 2 minutes, whatever. I was just like, what the fuck? But, yeah, it was Chadwick. He was telling stories about like, how Black Panther really did change just how the world, I mean, Jamie Foxx was bringing up like when that movie came out, people was going to, there was like a search engine search on fucking Wakanda and shit like that. And people was looking up Africa even more and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, he really did have a global impact or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
He told this story on that interview. He's like, when I first got into acting, he was like, you know, when you're a black star, being told by studios, we can't put your face on a poster overseas because they won't accept that. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, you know, when Black Panther came out and my face was on the cover, not me in a helmet or anything like that. He's like, my face.
No, it was his face. Yeah.
And you see that how much money it made overseas. And he's like, I'm not one of those dudes to tell you I told you so. But he was like, that was the one time I wanted to walk up to the studio and be like, aha, you know. And he honestly could say that, you know, he made a shitload. He was the one that started the trend of those solo Marvel films making $1 billion.
Yeah, guess so.
Yeah. And that one, unlike the, you know, that one, you could tell that it was going to probably hit to that close $1 billion there, because that one had the most hype and talk about out of all those films coming out, most of it. And mostly from a community that you never even heard talk about watching these movies in general.
Right.
So that was like the amazement of that. And seeing Black Panther get nominated too for an Oscar. And seeing them win like SAG awards and stuff like that. A superhero film taking home SAG awards and a best ensemble cast. And you see that whole black cast with Lupita and Michael B. Jordan and all them. It's like, this is fucking incredible right here. So, man. Oh, what a loss to the world that was right there, and it's still hitting hard. Oh, and it amazes me, even in death, people still can be assholes too. So,
of course,
Elizabeth Olsen got ran off Instagram apparently because apparently people gave her shit that she didn't give a tribute to Chadwick Boseman on Instagram, just like everyone else did. I was like, really?
That's her fucking choice, man. Why do people need to have validation all the fucking time?
Mind you, she was one of the actually they had all the Avengers on there, but she was one of the few that gave like the long speeches on the ABC tribute to him.
There it is.
I was like, why does she need to put hers on social media when she did this beautiful tribute to him on national TV where everyone can watch it? And what the fuck is wrong with people, Cody?
People are just stupid. It's not right in the fucking head. That's all that is.
You know, we've been talking about validation for God knows how long now, Cody, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were the face of that.
Yeah, pretty much.
We got a first look at that firsthand one time.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. Like, it's really close home to us.
Yeah, I mean, this is still, and that was about what? Shit, that was, God, how long ago was that?
Oh, that little situation?
That had been like 5 years
ago. That was like 5 years ago. Yeah, five years ago.
And I still don't understand why people need validation on the internet. That opinion, man, I swear, it holds mighty.
The opinion.
The only validation I need from someone is my goddamn self, okay?
Okay, that's all everyone needs, yourself.
I look in the mirror. I look in the mirror and go like, "God damn it, I am fucking amazing." Whatever. Mm-hmm. Stuff. You know what? I had an opinion about this subject or this topic, and if I chose to write it, so fucking be it. Then that's my goddamn opinion.
That's that.
I don't need nobody coming in saying, "You know what? You're absolutely right," or "Fuck you, you're wrong," or whatever and stuff. No
matter.
Yeah, I got. You know, people tell me I'm wrong on social media. You know, people tell me I'm wrong on social media. I don't give a fuck. Somebody called me Bunker Boy.
That's kind of funny.
I laughed. I was like, that's hilarious.
Bunker Boy.
And he was like, he got mad about that too, because I just laughed. And then, because I thought that shit was funny. I was just like,
you thought you'd get mad at that?
That's hilarious. I was like, that shit was funny or whatever, because I kind of am. He was just like, typical. You ain't got nothing to say. You just think it's funny. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking hilarious. What the hell do you want me to say? You want me to stop? That's not going to happen. That's not going
to
happen.
Want me to argue with you? Hey, fuck you and your Bunker Boy comment or whatever. I think it was because of that tweet I made about fucking Trump and Pence keep saying, like, under Joe Biden's America, you're going to see the worst kind of America ever. It's going to be a natural disaster, right? It's just like,
Look at this shit now.
It's like, dude.
The last four fucking years. Look at your goddamn eyes.
I was like, has it not been a fucking disaster already? I mean, you got, because I tweeted, I was like, wait a minute, hold on. You got the worst economy since the Great Depression. You got fires happening more rapidly. Black people being murdered by police more so than ever now, whatever. Hurricanes are destroying shit. COVID kicking in or whatever. You know, people closing their businesses down. What worse could you see under Joe Biden's America? It's like, what is this narrative they're pushing, Cody? Like, because that's the platform they're running on. That's the platform they're running on. It's like, it's gonna be worse if Joe Biden comes. It's like, it's already worse.
Man, the dust for how long now?
Dude, unemployment rate is still low as fuck, whatever. People losing jobs and stuff, you know? I mean, people not getting their medication and stuff. Medicaid has gone up, whatever. There's no health care. It's just like, whatever. But, give my notes on this King Car here.
That was my introduction to Cavalon right there, the King Car whiskey.
It's the one I tell people, if you don't want to spend a lot of money on Cavalon, even though like $109 is still kind of a lot of money. I mean,
yeah, I mean, if you're not used to buying whiskey, yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, because like I couldn't see someone. I have to take myself out of my own shoes. It's like $100 is a fucking lot of money to be spending on a drink.
Yeah. It's a lot of money.
It's a shitload of money or whatever.
Yeah.
But like I always ask people when they ask me what should I my drink when I get into Cavalon, and I go like, how much money are you looking to spend? If you don't mind spending $100, excuse me. That's that COVID kicking in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's taking over, Cody. Or your 5G alienness is converting over.
Yeah, like my little thing over here.
Oh yeah, see you did it. A sneeze.
That's the sound we make.
I want to believe. So I always tell them, if you don't mind spending $100, go ahead and get the King Car. Then it's the best one you can grab out of the cheap collection there. I say cheap, but
quote unquote cheap.
Avalon's fucking expensive. I mean, I don't know if people know.
Yeah, it's pricey.
Yeah, I mean, even the cheapest bottle you can get is the $50 one, but after that, it's like 90 and up. I mean,
yep.
So you're not going to get a good quality one for anything less than $200 there. So, but I got this King Car here, and $109. I always tell people to start off one. Cody's introduction into Cavalon was this one, Whiskey House San Diego, which looks like little Florida right about now.
that it does.
So that's how San Diego becomes LA's dumping town.
There it is.
They all die.
That's the origin story.
I saw some people posting videos. Fuck LA. I'm moving to San Diego. It's lit over here. I was like, please.
All right. Cool. Right, sayonara.
All right. Goodbye. Take it over there, please. Yeah.
Throw them behind you, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Please get the fuck out of here. It's too quiet in LA. Yeah. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
There's a pandemic. I don't know if you knew that or not. But it's Labor Day. The fuck does that mean? There's a holiday every fucking month. Okay. So. It's Labor Day. Didn't you labor? Not for a while, actually. No. I'm black. I don't labor anymore. I refuse to labor. Okay. You want to hear about my story and my trip to Italy? Shit. Come on, JB. Come work in this field with us. Got me fucked up. Working in nobody's field, bitch. I'm on vacation. I don't care how old you are. Right off the nose, though, you get like that ex-bourbon cast note. You get like it's very tropical. You get that pineapple and banana in there. Oh, it smells so fucking good. It's very light, though. It's very light. Smells very smooth. It's got like, you know, all the fruit flavors mainly to it here, so. But on the taste there, oof. That's what you just love about Cavalon, man. It's just, even though they're fucking expensive as shit.
Yeah.
They can just drop those prices, you know?
It's like a $50 discount, you know? So I'm talking like about 50 bucks, you know?
Never
not
really
so hard, right?
I never really realized it until COVID kicked in and go like, you know, a lot of my money is went into fucking Cavalon, right? They should send me some free fucking glasses or something.
Free glasses, like an honorary bottle would be nice.
With my initials on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Would be nice. Or name, let me pick a bottle, a barrel. And
there
then
you go.
The last drop
yeah.
of Cavalon, whatever.
That'd be dope. Yeah. That'd be dope.
For free, too, by the way. I don't want to pay for
yeah.
that. For free.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because I look in my Cavalon cabinet here, and I go like.
Yeah, you know, you have a cabinet. Yeah.
It's full. It off. And it's yeah. full, and I got two more Cavalon bottles coming this Thursday. And I'm like, well, damn, I got four more, I forgot. And I look at that and go like, and two of those bottles, Cody, I spent $300 on each.
God damn.
And then I look at the brandy cast I got in there from Taiwan, I was like, that was $300. And then I look at this fucking sherry cast I got in there, I was like, that's $200. That other sherry cast, that was $250. I was like... All my money goes into Cavalon, basically.
No shit.
They should let me pick a fucking barrel. Like, they should get in contact with me and me only.
Yeah.
And to be like, you should pick this, whatever. The most expensive bottle I have in my top three most expensive bottles is a 500 bottle of Cavalon that I bought overseas from fucking Canada of all places too. It was $500, Cody, on a fucking bottle of whiskey. Nowadays, I wouldn't even think of doing that no more. Well, back in the
day. No, you probably would.
I probably would. But I had no hesitation with this, though, because usually it's a little hesitation, like, if I do this, blah, 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 whatever. But this one, I said, it's Cavalon. It's one of a kind. I want that bottle. $500. Here you go. Bam. So Cavalon should be contacting me, and they should send me, like, a certificate, and they should come. And they should have like a red ribbon, just put it around my house, and then we cut it and take a photo with the picture and stuff like that. Be like, hey, here we go.
There you go. That's an idea right there.
I should be their American spokesperson.
Yeah, you should be their ambassador.
I really should.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the problem is here, Cody. And like they should be like, you know, grateful too, because I tag them on like every fucking.
Yeah, you always tag them.
And yeah. they always repost. Always
buying that shit. How many times has Cavalon made an appearance on one of these shows? Probably the most out of any other brand, right? Am I wrong?
I would say if it's the beer brand, El Segundo. If it's
El Segundo,
that's why I said the last time we did El Segundo, I said, how come they ain't calling you, Cody?
Oh, yeah, same shit. Yeah, you know me and El Segundo. Yeah, you already know.
And they local to you. Ain't that a bitch? Yeah. How come they don't call you?
Right down the street from me.
I don't understand that shit. That shit pissed me off, whatever. And I look at Cavalon and I'm like, they don't call me. This some bullshit. Nope.
Bullshit.
All this exposure to Cavalon and El Segundo. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All this exposure.
Man, we ain't got that shit. Got nothing to show for it.
We ain't even get a glass. No,
yeah, that's a brother with a glass.
Yeah. That's how you know a load is. That's it. What about a glass? Give us a glass.
Give me a tulip, baby. That's all I'm asking for.
Give me a tulip. Give me
a pint glass. I'll be cool with that, too. One of those.
Give me a long stem glass, Cavalon. Mm-hmm. Give him a tulip glass with an Elsa on it. I mean, give him some shirts.
A shirt, a tank top, something, baby. Come on.
I'll wear that fucking Cavalon shirt every fucking episode. Sure, give him shirts, whatever. And you got no excuse for Cody. You could drop that shit off at his doorstep.
Right here. Shit. Right here, baby.
What is up with that? I would make some bullshit ass claims saying we never gonna support you again until you make our demands come true. But that ain't
Nope. Man, I'll be there on Friday.
Yeah, that ain't. I got some shit coming Thursday.
Yep.
So I can't turn them down, Cody. I mean, El Segundo could tell Cody, be like, yeah, we kicked this baby the other day, and we plan on kicking some more, but Cody be like, well, wasn't my baby.
His IPA good, huh?
Yeah. Cavalon could say they drink the blood of the youth and shit like that, and I'd be like, no wonder this shit tastes so good. Then. I don't think there's any crime that those two companies could do that we would be like.
Yeah, they got our souls by this point.
So we want to raise our glass to El Segundo and Cavalon real quick.
Yes, sir.
For being the proud sponsors of the last drop.
Yeah, unofficial sponsors of the last drop.
Send us some beer and whiskey.
Send us there some you shit. Go. That's all we ask. Not a huge thing to ask for, you know. Something small.
You could give Cody a free tour.
give me a free tour. Yeah, let me pick a barrel as well.
That'd be nice. I've never seen nobody do that for beer before.
Yeah, I'll be the first. There you go.
That'd be awesome, actually, whatever. Yeah, I want that. Yeah, and put his face next to a broken
skull. Oh, you know what we could do? Yeah, we could do. Let's do a stout aged in Cavalon barrels.
There you go. See? Look at that.
Boom. Collab of the century.
If that happens now, I'm suing Cavalon. I'm going to sue that ass, okay? I'm going to sue that ass, whatever. I'm going to sue Stone Cold, too. He should be calling you left and right. I don't understand this.
I wait for that collab, too.
I don't understand.
He got a podcast. I'm going to hit me up.
How come he don't ask you?
His goddamn brewery.
How come he don't ask you to come on that podcast, Cody?
For real.
Awesome.
Come on, Stone Cold.
And he lives in L.A., too. He's got a house out here.
Yeah.
You should be at his house, right? You shouldn't even be doing this right now.
I should be here. I should be recording his backyard right now.
Yeah, you should be doing that. Opening up
broken skull.
Broken skulls. Talking about how he, you know, came to this fruition. Well, he too good for you?
I don't know. I got hit up Stone Cold, man. You got to talk this out. This ain't cool.
And I know you want to ask him that question. Come on.
Oh, I do.
Stone Cold, you really didn't like those Coors Light that was being thrown at you. That's why you had that shit all over your face and shit like that. You really wasn't drinking that shit, was you?
To be fair, that was like early before craft beer spiked.
You notice he never drunk that shit, though.
You probably didn't know. He did. He just poured that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just poured it. He just like floated all his face in his body and shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Then the rest of the crowd.
Because let me ask you this. Do you really think a guy that was drinking that and because he claimed this to be like, he was a redneck wrestler, as he claimed himself to be, whatever. You really think he would have got into craft beer?
I think it's possible.
I don't think so. I'm just going to go ahead and say no. This redneck, short-wearing motherfucker, hell no. He wouldn't have opened his mind to that shit. He'd have been like, I'm going to open up a Coors Light, and I'm going to drink this shit, Cody, whatever. I ain't got time to be drinking all these flavors and shit like that. Whatever. Fuck all that. You know, I'm a mother.
Maybe.
Drink this, whatever shit. You notice he don't drink them fucking Coors anymore, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
And that's exactly why I need to be on this podcast asking that exact question.
See? Because I'm just speculating.
Yeah.
I'm speculating and making
assumptions. I get the facts. They just bring my fucking podcast.
I'm making assumptions here, and I don't know if he wants these assumptions getting out there in the world.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And I see Cavalon be doing these like paid, you know, Instagram video lives, whatever, with people. I'm just like, I'll do it for free. What?
Good.
Oh, they contact me. I don't understand this. Like,
You got a camera? You got a phone?
Yeah.
You got technology?
I got Force Whitaker eyes.
You got plenty of Cavalon.
Yeah, I got plenty of fucking. I could have this whole desk covered in Cavalon to show in that fucking video. I'd be like, here you go. Look at all this. I got this one from, and all from different regions too. Got this one in America. Yep. Got this one in Taiwan. Got that one in Japan. Got that one in the United Kingdom. You know, it's like,
I understand this. I do not understand this.
Mind boggling.
There is nobody that posts more El Segundo Brewery and Cavalon Distillery than us. There's nobody on Instagram that posts more than we do. There's nobody. Unless they work with the fucking place. But that don't count.
That we does
not
count.
We do not get paid by these people. We just enjoy their products. Cody loves his El Segundo. I love my Cavalon. And we do it for free because of the love of the game. If you could have one beer brand in your life, Cody, I'm assuming it'd be El Segundo, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're the most consistent right now. So, yeah, it'd be easy, El Segundo.
And if the question is reversed to me about whiskey, it'd be Cavalon. So, where the fuck is our glasses at? God damn it. Shit. I'm going to go sit by the mailbox. Shit, I'm getting agitated now. I'm getting mad. Shit, I want my goddamn glass now. I want this long stem Cavalon glass, goddamn, okay? I even messaged them about that glass. Hey, Cavalon, where do you get this glass from? I want it. I'll even pay for it. I never got a response back.
Cavalon tripping, man.
That's some bullshit.
Cavalon tripping.
All the support I give them, too, Cody. Yeah.
Hey, you know, it's really fucked up because they know they got you. Because no matter what, you're still going to buy that shit. it's too good.
And it's funny because I'm the one that's telling all these people that like their bourbon and the store picks and all that. I'm the one telling them, if you got to drink wheat, get some Cavalon. Here, drink to try this real quick. That's me. Nobody else is saying that. Nobody. And you're the same way with El Segundo. Everybody talking about, oh, get this bottle logic, man. Bottle logic.
Hell no.
Bottle logic, whatever. Meanwhile, Cody's like, that's nice and all. You can get that bottle logic. You can spend. I saw a bottle logic bottle, by the way, the other day for $37. I said,
oh, yeah. All the barrel aged stuff is. That's the right look right there.
I was looking like Dylon from fucking.
Bottle looked just hanging.
That shit said $37.95. Cody, I said.
Yeah. No, this stuff gets up there. Yeah, that's for sure.
That's all they talk about. Bottle lock, man. Get this bottle lock, bottle logic, whatever. Cody's like, hey, that's nice and all, but here, try this El Segundo Brewery. Oh, man, it tastes good. But bottle lock, Cody's out there representing El Segundo, and they can't even see a t-shirt, man. Shit.
Nope.
El Segundo forever. Shit. Come on. Shit, Cody has that shirt, Peavy, by the way. El Segundo forever. Has that shirt. I'm telling you right now. My shirt just says I'm with Cavalon. Mm-hmm. It's got an arrow pointing down. Got a bottle. I have Cavalon tattooed on my dick.
Yeah, he does. I've seen it.
Yeah. He saw it when he was in prison. Yeah. We got arrested that one time.
Cough.
I said, Cody's raping me. He said, what's this sharp thing in your ass? I said, that's my anus. It's very tight. Oh, man. Oh. I don't think I've given every Cavalon on here a last drop.
Yeah. I don't think we had any Cavalons under the last drop, at least to my knowledge. At least all the shows I was on. Yeah, I don't remember giving any Cavalon less than the last drop.
I don't think any El Segundo's gotten lower than 3.5.
No. No, I don't. I don't believe so. Maybe three is the lowest.
That was the first beer episode on the last drop.
That's right. It was El Segundo and we had Monkish. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. And the last time I checked, this is the only prominent drinking show out there too, right?
Particularly in Los Angeles, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we just opened the ball in y'all courts, Cavalon and El Segundo, so...
It's up to y'all.
It's up to y'all to make it happen, Captain. So
yeah, we did all we could at this point.
I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, we can't do nothing else. We did it all.
So the finish on this is really medium. It's I wouldn't say mild. It's got like a soft little spice to it. So it's not really strong. This is what I love about Cavalon. It's I'd say it's the drink for everyone. You can find something to love in it for everybody. It's got your classic bourbon take, your classic scotch, your wood, your oak, your tropical flavors, everything you ever want into a drink here. And then Jim Murray had to give it a fucking World Whiskey Award, and that shit shot up in prices like nobody's ever fucking seen in this life. Matter of fact, wait a minute. I bought a bottle, another bottle of Catalan for $500. Now I'm thinking about this shit now. Hold on. Just give me a glass. Long stem glass. That's all I'm asking for, damn it. That's all I'm asking for.
That's it.
I'm going to be petty about this shit, okay?
Yes, you should.
Because I am the petty one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, man. Mm. This right here, what I like on the palate, it has like a bourbon barrel char to it. Mm. Fades away easily once it gets to the finish or whatever because it just gets dry, dry and hot. King Car. I know a lot of people don't, especially if they drink Cavalon, because I do have a buddy that loves Cavalon. And I remember we was, I don't know if he was fucked up or what. He probably was. We were having a Cavalon tasting, and I just looked at him. He was just like, fuck the lower-end Cavalon, man. You just go straight to the high-end and just keep going, going, going. I was just like, yeah, you won't argue with me there. But I was like, hey, man, I love those lower-end ones, too. They're really good. And whatever. He's like, fuck them. Fuck them. I was like, hey. I'm at your house, so fuck them. That's it. I abide by your rules, and we ate.
You're smoking.
Yeah, yeah, you smoking. Hey, I mean, you ain't gonna get no harm, because look, as much as I love the lower-end ones, they're delicious. But them higher-end ones, it's like, God damn, this is really good. And Cody, you've had some of those higher-end ones, and you know for a fact, it's pretty
fucking I already know.
It's pretty fucking delicious. Yep. So.
I know.
But with that said, hey, if you're looking price range, $100, If you want to get a top of the line Cavalon, even though it's not really that top, and you want to get a nice little box to go with, $110 for the Cavalon King Car, which I'm labeling the Panther, the Black Panther edition. What does that say at the bottom? I never read that, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tasting notes: pleasantly floral, delicate, and complex with depths and multi layers of aromas, fragrances, nuances waiting to be discovered by each individual and connoisseur. Ooh, I like that. So that makes me telling you, they're telling you this, if you ain't a connoisseur, don't drink this. Mm-hmm. They basically said that on there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep. I can fuck with that then. So I give it a last drop, like always, you know? Shockingly? Surprisingly? No. It's there. Mm. Oh, man. That's really good.
There it is.
It's the last drop, baby.
Simple. Easy. Automatic.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, people, if you don't know that Avengers game came out, I am curious to see what are the Black Panther downloads numbers are going to be when they release that that character to be played for the game.
That's going to be interesting.
Like, I'm curious as the sales of that game. I'm pretty sure they're pretty high. A lot of people are talking about it, so I'm sure they're high. But I'm curious to see what that one because that's a DLC. It's that one DLC is going to do. Just curious to see. By the way, they had a nice little statement, Marvel and Square Enix, they put a nice little statement at the beginning of the game too, if you bought it day one, with the Black Panther saying rest in peace and had his photo up and everything. I thought it was really lovely and really nice. So Marvel realizes they lost a king, and they like, holy shit, god damn, that dude was supposed to be the leader of the Avengers going forward, Cody.
Yep, that he was.
At least that's how I took it, because when I saw the end of Infinity War Endgame, I was like, actually, when I saw Black Panther, I was just like, I think he's going to take over when Tony Stark and Cap put that shield down and shit. That brother right there. I know a lot of people thought Spider-Man, which I don't understand why the fuck they thought that, but, you know.
That wouldn't make any sense.
That makes no goddamn sense. This kid couldn't even be trusted with glasses. Why the fuck would I trust him with the whole Like, shit, let that kid be a teenager. Shit, stay in a teenager's place. This brother was a king, okay? God, man. I'm going to miss that brother or whatever. I watched all his movies re-over again. What a fucking talented dude. And I say as I'm going to miss that brother as if I knew him. I didn't know him, like, well, whatever. But I say I'm going to miss his talent. I'm going to miss his work. I'm going to miss everything about him. It's the same thing. At least, I don't even want to say this because it doesn't even sound right, but I was like, at least with Kobe, I can say I saw his last game and he retired and he was done with the sport. So I got to see that. Meanwhile, with Chadwick Boseman's career, I felt like it was just getting started.
Yep.
He left so much on the table. which was like, man, maybe that's why it just like a life unfulfilled. Well, I can't say it was a life unfulfilled because he did have a fulfilling life, whatever. He got to do everything he ever wanted to fucking do, Cody. I mean, he really was. It's funny because when you hear him say he played Thurgood Marshall, James Brown, and Jackie Robinson, you're like, don't none of them brothers look all alike? But somehow that brother made them all different and not look the same. What a talent, man. What a fucking
talent. Absolutely.
So anything you'd like to say, Cud, before we head out of here? So we're about to wrap.
No, man. I think we said all we needed to say, or we could say. Rest in peace to King T'Challa, Chadwick Boseman.
The Black Panther.
The Black Panther himself.
Forrest Whitaker would say.
Yep.
So as we always say, I gave the King Carl last drop. Cavalon El Segundo, you need to hit us up. Call us. Post office.
Yes.
I don't care what you do, whatever. Just get on the goddamn phone. Shit. Hey, you just knock on his house. Shit. You just knock on. Mr. Cody? Can you come outside, please, Mr. Cody? Come outside, Mr. Cody. We want to grant you with state of the art key to El Segundo Brewery. You know, you get the key to the city, you get the key to the El Segundo Brewery.
Yeah. That's all we're talking.
And it's just a chocolate bar.
Yeah, I hate that, dude. I hate that a bitch.
Sorry, when you wake up the next day because of this heat wave and you go like, why did the key melt? That was chocolate?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers or whatever and shit. By the way, people, if you live in, shit, if you live anywhere in the fucking country right now, it is hot as balls all over the world, okay? I'm seeing people post their videos.
It's pretty hot.
117 in some places, Cody. I don't understand this.
It ain't no joke out here.
Like, we really dying right now. Like,
yeah.
Who don't believe in climate change right now? I bet you believe in that shit now. So I just want to put that out.
Better.
I just want to put that out here. It's hot as balls out here too, before we wrap up. So with that said, like Cody said, rest in peace, King T'Challa. And like I always say, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And Cavalon El Segundo, hit us up. Livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
Rest in peace, King T'Challa.